Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back, as in rolling. 17 till, they're still rocking after all these years. Just like me, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're still rocking here on the Small Business Advocate Show after more. Coming up, we're closing in on 15 years. This is our 15th year. But we're closing in on our 15th anniversary sometime later this year. I say sometimes in November, it'll be 15 years that we've been talking to you about your small business and the one you're thinking about, the one you're growing, the one you're trying to divest yourself of right now. And we've been doing that for a long time with great people like our good friend Paul Casey, who's with us right now. And Paul is the CEO of Casey Communications, the author of his Self-Employment for You. We're talking about branding. We're talking about branding in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, how it's changed, how it hasn't changed, how some things have never changed and never will change about branding. We talked about that in the last segment, about the fact that for small businesses, most of your brand is the ding in branding. The ding that goes off in the minds of your customers when they think about you. And is it a good ding or not a good ding? And Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us a little bit more about how branding has changed. We know how much it's not changed. It's not different. Somebody's going to define our brand. Is it going to be us or our competitors or somebody else? So we got that down pat. So that hasn't changed. What is changing about branding?
Well, let's look at Facebook now. That is such an instrument now for so many businesses, whether they've been around forever or they're just starting. And that can be a great way to brand your business or people to find out about it. Or I've seen terrible examples of some utilization of a Facebook page. For example, there's a person I'm aware of in the Seattle area who started their business, and they're doing their own business and trying to get going. They go on to Facebook, and I see he shows himself over at parties, getting drunk.
Oh, no.
You know, talking, you know, extremist positions on mm-hmm. things and whatever. He's branding himself there every single day.
He's certainly influencing his brand, isn't
that his personal? What's that?
He's certainly influencing his brand.
That's right.
And probably not in a good way.
I think you pointed out earlier, it's all different world right now. But that's where people think about, you're not going to be able to separate yourself if you're a small business in that sort of activity on Facebook. And what you're trying to
can sell. Let me wander over into a little bit of a dangerous area here, and you help me if you will, and let's talk to the young folks right now for a minute. You know, there are a lot of people who are under 40 who think who don't have the same regard for privacy that you and I do, Paul. And I mean, I'm a lot older than you, but I think you and I are similar, probably, in our regard for our public image, for our privacy. And I think that the younger generations have less of a regard for that. And that's okay if you just want to have fun. But as you were just pointing out, if you're in business, you have to watch your behavior. I mean, we've heard about people who tried to get a job and somebody went on their Facebook page and saw them, as you said, partying and behaving in a way that employer didn't want, so they didn't get the job. I mean, you have to pay attention to these things. There are consequences to our behavior, isn't there?
That's right. And you know, there's very little privacy anymore. I mean, because we live in this age. I mean, as far as been around long enough to know the benefits of the information gain and technology, but there's an upside and a downside to everything, and that's something, as you point out, you just have to be aware about it, and one's going to affect the other, and you're not going to be running away from it. And for Well, I understand there's just a lot of agencies out there now who that's all that they do is look at Facebook of what people have done on their Facebook page
right.
to recommend as part of the process whether this person should be hired or not. But think about that when you're running your business, whether people are going to come to your business because of your behavior. It's
well,
so
Paul and I, and I've said this before, and I'll admit it again, we considered some people for a job opening a couple of years ago, and they all gave us their Facebook pages. We went to them, one of them who she was maybe not the most qualified, but she was reasonably qualified. She had 850 friends on Facebook. And we actually took that as a negative. We saw that as a negative, and we didn't hire her. Partially, that influenced our decision. And I've told that to other young people, and they've admitted to me, you know what, I hadn't thought about that. That I can see where that would make you feel, you know, what, you know, is she going to be, you know, how much time is she going to spend on Facebook when she should be working with that many friends? And,
that's a very good point.
And I've had young people say that after they've heard me say that, they went and cleaned up their Facebook page. And, you know, so your brand, your personal brand, your corporate brand, your online presence is influencing, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, and I think it's just something that your personal brand, your business brand, they're one and the same now. I mean, you can't separate them out. Hey, honey, I'm going to work now. See you tonight. And you can go have a different behavior when you go to work and when you come home. They're much more melted together now. Just have that top of mind that
yep.
you as a person are carrying your brand everywhere.
Paul, give us your website, please.
Prospectsforsuccess.com.
Prospectsforsuccess.com. Can they find your book there?
And they can find the book there, and also they can take the self-employment test.
Oh, yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.